What if the mechaber brings down, the post can bring down? What happens if on Shabbos a child or someone else is kidnapped? And so if they're kidnapped and their life is in danger, there's nothing to talk about. We know that we know the halacha is that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. So of course you go ahead, and just like a person's run over by a car, it's a COVID issue, there's a danger to one's life, even a suffix sakana, you go ahead and you go to the hospital, you try to save the person's life. Shail is, let's assume now a hypothetical, there is no concern here. It's a spiritual concern. They're not going to kill the child. They want to convert the child. They want him to take on their own religion, to leave Judaism. And the concern is, if you wait to after Shabbos, it might be too late. Not that it's too late that after a couple of hours to convince the kid, it might be too late. You might never find the people. So the effort of the Shaila is, is there any source for spiritual reasons? There's no life-threatening situation. Again, in the hypothetical, in real life, you could argue maybe there is. If it doesn't work out, they'll kill the person. But let's assume in our case, there is no concern. It's only a spiritual concern. Is one permitted to mechallel Shabbos for spiritual concerns? Because pashtus, we know when it's a physical concern, so we know you're allowed to mechallel Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes a very interesting source why you are permitted to go ahead. What's the reason why you're permitted to go ahead and mechallel Shabbos for a spiritual concern? So he quotes the opinion of Shimon ben Manasseh, Vesham ben Israel, Shabbos Lasos, that the Gemara's drush and Yuma Pehe Amabez, you gotta mechallel Shabbos Achas Kadesha Yishmor Shabbos Harbe, in order to keep many more. So if the child remains kidnapped and then they convince him to leave the religion, so then that's it. No more Shabbos, no more mitzvahs. So we see you're allowed to mechallel Shabbos Kadesha Yishmor Shabbos Harbe. It's like someone is in danger on Shabbos, you take him to the hospital, and then he gets better, and he can keep the next Shabbos and the Shabbos after. So to here, even though it might not be a physical danger, but if he's not going to keep Shabbos anymore, so therefore we learn out from Mishamru that you mechallel Shabbos. It's interesting, Orachayim HaKodesh we have to discuss what he actually says, but they quote Torah Chaim HaKodesh as saying that for Chayesha, you wouldn't be able to say, in other words, if someone's only going to live a couple of days, so therefore, you won't be able to keep many more Shabbos, so maybe then you wouldn't save the life. Well, halacha, we don't pass it that way anyway, but it's the same Yisod. So Magen Avraham says, based on Mishamru B'nei Yisrael to Shabbos, we learn out that one is obligated to go ahead and mechallel Shabbos even to save spiritual. And it's a discussion whether only in Yisod Rabbanan, even Daraisa. But one, so we see, we apply the principle of Vishamru B'nei Yisrael to Shabbos. Others point out you don't necessarily even need Vishamru. Perhaps you could argue based on another Sfara. The Gemara tells us in Makkos Dav Yud about someone's taken to an Eir Mikla, someone who kills Bishogeg, and they have to run to an Ari Mikla, they're running away from the Gol Hadam. And then they take him, so the Gemara says, the Rebbe has to go with him. So the question is, why do you need a Rebbe? Like, he's the only person to give shir to. Why isn't there plenty of MP3s now, plenty of podcasts? You can go to the Ari Levim and find another Rebbe. Why do you have to dafka take your Rebbe? So the Gemara says, because it says V'chai, the one who killed Bishogeg says he has to live. And therefore we know living without your Rebbe isn't living, as in the Rambam, even as a stronger lesson. Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach that someone without their Rebbe is kamisa chashuva. It's like death. Life without a Rebbe isn't life. And therefore, that's the reason why you have to go ahead and being Machal Shabbos. So we have two sources, perhaps, for the Psak and the Poskim. How do we know that if it's not, that even for spiritual danger, one is considered, it's considered Pikuach Nefesh and Yilad HaMachal Shabbos. So we had the Magen Avraham suggestion based on Mishram Ruben Yisrael Asa Shabbos. Based on that suggestion, so therefore, that if he's kidnapped and doesn't come back, he won't be able to keep any more Shabbos. So therefore, we see Machal Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Zahavri. That's the suggestion of the Magen Avraham. Another suggests is even based on V'chai Behem. It says V'chai, and you have to bring a Rebbe. Life without your Rebbe is Misa Chashuva, and therefore, one is permitted to Machal Shabbos in order to get someone who's being spiritually kidnapped.